Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 45, talking about the loudness, the loud level when speaking or when translating. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says that the one translating the Torah may not speak louder than the reader, as the verse about the giving of the Torah states that when Moshe was speaking, Hashem answered him with voice. The extra phrase, with voice, teaches that Hashem spoke with the same level voice as Moshe. The Gemara supports this with a brisa which states that the translator may not speak louder than the reader. And if the translator has a quieter voice, the reader should lower his voice when reading. This brings to mind the idea that when someone's giving a shir or someone's davening for the amud, there are people a lot of times in the crowd, a lot of time in the audience, that are so loud it's almost louder than the chazan himself, especially when the chazan or the translator or the one giving a shir has a great lesson or a great point, or the chazan in shul has a great beautiful tune and he has a great voice. For some reason there's people, always a person in the crowd that's so loud that's like almost drowning out the chazan. If he was the one chosen, he was the one that has the songs, let him sing it, let's sing with him, not above him. A lot of times people want to hear their own voice, want to hear their own answers and their own contribution, but we should realize we're part of an olam, we're part of the whole. The chazan may lead us and direct us and give us the song, but we have to join with him. Try not to overshadow him, try not to outshine him, because then in the end of the day you're just trying to hear yourself, you're just being selfish, not selfless. You want to be part of the kahal, you want to be part of the group, you want to be part of those around us. We want to join in song, but don't be louder and try to drown out your friend and drown out the chazan himself. And when you're listening to a shir, you're participating in a shir, you're participating in a lecture. A lot of times somebody might try to talk over the lecture, might try to talk down to the lecture. A lot of times I see this where there's someone speaking and people keep challenging him, trying to shoot him down, but try not to shoot him down. Try to, if you need to understand things, ask it in a nice way, in a respectful way, but try not to shoot him down, especially when it's someone new to the pulpit or somebody giving a guest lecture. Many times I see that they challenge so much. I don't know why. Maybe they like to hear their voice, maybe they like to hear their reasons, but give the lecture the proper respect. Try not to drown him out. Try not to push him down. Let him do his speech. Let him do his song. And if it's a chazan, let him sing. Don't try to sing over him. And don't try to drown him out. And when they're giving the lecture, try to let them speak. Try not to talk them down. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 46 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.